This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3818 for Wednesday, the 22nd of March, 2023. Today's show is entitled, NOOP Test Redux. It is hosted by Brian in Ohio and is about 10 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, a better NOOP test.
Greetings, Hacker Public Radio, Brian in Ohio here. I'm out from under my rock, and I'm surprising. I'm doing another show. Usually don't put them together this quickly, but I really wanted to do a redo of the NOOP test, the last episode on the Z80 computer build, mostly because sometimes you get hit in the head with the obvious stick, and when I listened to the episode and the one prior, I realized that it's a little bit boring to hear somebody just read off what comes on comes out as output, even though it's in the show notes. And I thought to myself, and then I was reading an article about an old Z80 computer, and I saw a tone generator, and then it just hit me. It's like, oh, I could use the Arduino Mega Board to generate some tones to signal that output from the logic probe. And make it a little bit more, a little bit better podcast material than just my voice. And so that's what I've done. I've modified the logic probe words a little bit by initializing another timer on the Arduino Mega. This is so ancillary from the main project. I'll eventually show the maybe I'll post the code in the notes, but I'm not going to go through it bit by bit here. But anyway, so there's another timer running that when you use put a little PZO buzzer on it, you can change the frequency and you can get different tones out of it. Pretty easy thing to do. And so I defined a couple of words to do a high tone and a low tone and an alternating tone. And so the high tone would signify that when you put the logic probe, when you sample it, if it senses a high level logic, it'll give it the high tone. And if it senses low level logic, it'll give the low tone. And if it gives the, if it's alternating, if it's pulsing, if it's just activity pulsing, then, it'll give an alternating tone. And so, I have the system running here, and I'll do a quick demo of the sounds that you'll be hearing. So the first one is the low tone, and that's what this one sounds like. And the next one is the high tone, and the last one is alternating tone. And so those are the three tones. And so what I'll do now is I'll just redo that NOOP test describing which pins I'm probing, but this time at least there'll be a little bit more a sensory feedback for you who are listening at home. So to start the test, I've got the board all spooled up. I've got power and a clock initialized. I've got power to the Z80. I've got the clock initialized. And to show, so here I am, I'm probing the clock signal that goes into the Z80. That's being provided by the Arduino Mega Board. And right now I've stopped the clock. So let's see what we hear here. So that's a low signal. And that could be low or high because when it stops, it depends on where it's at. It could be low or high. This time it happens to be low. Now I'm going to start the clock. And when I say I'm starting it, all I'm doing is I'm typing the word start clock in the fourth prompt. And that exercises the word. That's the cool interactive nature of fourth. So here we go. I'm starting the clock, and now I'll sample. So I haven't moved the pin, the sampling wire. I'm sampling the same pin I did a second ago, and now it's pulsing. I'll do that again. Try not to talk over it. So the clock is running, which is what we'd expect. And because the clock is running and the power has been set on the Z80, if I Oh, no, I unplugged the wrong wire. Hang on a second. Put this over here. So now I'm going to probe pin A0, and I will, let me do a quick, because I pulled that clock signal out there. I'm going to do a quick reset here. It'll only take a second. All right, and let's just step a couple times. All right, now I'm going to start the clock should be started. I haven't stopped it. So I'm going to sample on pin A0. Okay, and so that is the address line, the very first, least significant bit of the addresses being sampled, which is from 0 to 64,000. And it'll just, that pin will alternate the most. Let's hear it again. All right, now if I stop the clock and I sample it, we'd expect that pin to be in some state other than pulsing. Okay, so it stopped at a high rate. Now, the other thing I did was I probed the M1 signal. M1 is the beginning of the machine cycle, and it's the first thing that happens. It's the first signal to the outside world that the Z80 is fetching an opcode. It's looking for instructions on the data bus. So the I'll do a reset here again just to get into a known good state. And so now I'm sampling the M1 signal, and what we're going to hear is we're going to hear the M1 signal is initially high because it's an active low signal, and for a couple of clock cycles it'll stay high, and then it'll go low, and that's when the Z80 is going out to the data bus and looking for its first instruction at memory location 0, and we're giving it the no-op instruction. So here we go. Okay, so that's the beginning of the opcode fetch. The Z80 is going out, looking on the data bus, and it's getting the no-op the new no-op instruction, and it's going to start processing that. It takes a few cycles for it to process. Now, I'm going to move the logic probe over to pin A0 again, and what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to single step the clock continually here, and so right now, when I sample the A0, we're gonna see is that it's low because it's looking at address 0. But after a few clock cycles, it will go high because it's looking at it's done the first no op and it's starting a new M1 cycle, and it's looking out at the data bus at memory location number 2. So let's hear that. Okay, so it just went high. And now if we step through a few more times, what we're going to see, because we're going from binary 0 to binary 1, and then the next binary number is Y10, that pin, A0, will go low again, and the pin next to it will be high because it'll be sampling at a memory location memory location 2. So let's listen to that. Okay, so it just went low, and I'm going to move the logic probe one pin over to A1, and when we sample that, what we'll see is it'll be high. Yep, because it's looking at that's the address of the next memory location in memory that it's looking to for an instruction, and that does have it there. It's hard coded as a 0, which is a no op. So that was. Maybe a little bit better understanding of what's going on with the no-op test. Kind of also gives me a framework of maybe future to think about what programs I'll put on this initially just to see how it works, how they can be more interesting to the listening audience. And so it'll probably be sound-based, which will be a new thing for me too. Anyway, that's it for today, short show. Next step in the process will be for me to start emulating some hardware on the Arduino Mega. I'll have to emulate some kind of ROM memory. That'll be where the program is stored, and I'll have to emulate a latch, which I'll describe in the next show. So thanks for listening. Brian and Ohio signing out here. And I want to remind everybody that If it's jammed, hit it. If it breaks, it needed replacing anyway.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.